Unisa Radio. The African voice. It's all about you.
Managing healthy relationships and self-confidence. If you are new to this slot, and then we are going to be engaging with Dr. Chifiro Kodisang, and you can find her at Building 15, and she's from the Directorate of Counseling and Career Development. How are you, Dr. Chifiro?
I'm okay, Dineo, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for making time to talk to us. Now, today we're talking managing healthy relationships and also self-confidence. Now, what is a healthy relationship, Dr. Chifiro? Because I could be in a relationship, and then once I start detailing what's happening in that relationship, you can come in as a professional and say, but no, you have normalized the abnormal. But what is normal? What is a healthy relationship?
I think for me, a healthy relationship, when we talk about a relationship, we are talking about two or three people. Like, yeah, we have got a relationship between Chipiwa and Dineo. So in this relationship, what makes it a healthy relationship is that Dineo have got needs, have got certain questions that she wants to clarify, and Chipiwa have got answers. So it's a two-way thing. It's not a one-way. Dineo is not telling Chipiwa what needs to happen, and Chipiwa is also not telling Dineo what needs to happen. So one of the key things in the relationship is that do the two people or the three people or the four people in the relationship, do all of them exist? Do they exist in the relationship, or they are there to just serve as a function of the relationship?
Extending from what you have said, now that two or more people in a relationship, and for it to be healthy, there are certain things that have to be maintained. What are those things? What are the qualities that describe a healthy relationship? Is it communication? Is it respect? Or, you know, a healthy relationship can exist without those qualities?
No, there are a number of qualities. So, for example, when we spoke about each one of us must exist, we also need to understand as we exist is that each one of us have got needs. You have got needs, I also have needs, but I will not know your needs if you do not communicate them to me. So it's important that each one of us, firstly, we take responsibility for our own needs, that we meet those needs. But also, if you want the next person who is in the relationship to be aware or to be sensitive or to respond to our needs, that person needs to take responsibility by communicating. And one other thing, you cannot communicate your needs in the relationship if you are not free. So you also need to understand, you need to be free. You need to understand you have got freedom in the relationship. And this is very difficult because a lot of times an individual in the relationship does not exercise their freedom, does not understand that they are free. And they blame the next person and say, but Dineo does not allow me. But do I claim that space? Because if I really see this is very important need for me, and also that if I also realize that I don't have freedom, I can't be free in this relationship, already those are red flags.
Okay, but what if a person is not... it's not that you're not free, it's just that you think you are not free. What happens in there? Is there some type of communication that has to happen? And such things, do they reflect badly on you as an individual? If Dr. Chifiwa thinks within the relationship she has with Dineo, she's not free, does that mean that Dineo is a bad person and she needs to introspect and work on herself so she can be a better support system to Dr. Chifiwa and a better friend?
Yes, you are quite right, because that brings another element of responsibility. A lot of times people take away their own freedom by not taking responsibility. So Dineo that just assumes Chipiwa needs to be aware that on my birthday I need a particular type of gift. I mean, you need to communicate. You need to communicate to me that as a friend, during my birthday I need a gift. I might feel that you know, if I just send you a message, happy birthday, that's sufficient for our friendship. But if you need more than just a message, it's your responsibility to communicate that. But also, you see, one of the things that is always a challenge also in relationships with regard to this freedom and all that, and also a healthy relationship, human beings have got this challenge that the way I see things, the way I thought things will happen, the universe will just fit into that. But not understanding that maybe it's not everybody who sees things that way. Because one other aspect in relationship, we need to understand that differences does not necessarily mean deficiencies in relationship. The question is how we complement each other.
And Dr. Chifiwa, how important is it for one to maintain healthy relationships in their lives? And how do healthy relationships impact on our lives in terms of healthy relationships at work, with friendships, with family, intimate ones? How do they impact on me as an individual?
Healthy relationships are very important because if you are in an unhealthy relationship, human beings, we tend to internalize that it means I'm a bad person. It also means I'm not good enough. And already you hear, once you start thinking in that stream of thought, your self-confidence gets quite dirtied. Also, while you are in an unhealthy relationship, you then don't see the other person as a partner who needs to compliment you. You then cease to exist, and that person is there to complete you. So that becomes a huge problem because you stop living. You start becoming anxious that I can't make any decision if denial does not say it's okay. I can't make this decision because denial might get very upset. You know, you are always walking on eggshells before the person responds. You are always apologetic. And that's why you will see a lot of people now being very unsure of themselves, even in other contexts, because they come from relationships that maybe the way they perceive them, maybe how they are treated, but it makes them not to believe in themselves. And that's what they will project out there in their studies, in other relationships, in job interviews. This person just has a very negative outlook of themselves and a very negative outlook of what their capabilities and of others.
And let's tie that with self-confidence, which is one of the topics that we're discussing today. You did mention that one can have a negative outlook on themselves and can be unsure of themselves, and therefore they'll also be unsure of their capabilities and what they can deliver. How important is it for us to have self-confidence, and how does our lack of self-confidence impact on our relationships?
Yeah, you are so right. You know, as much as we say that unhealthy relationships contribute towards one's self-confidence, if you have got a negative outlook of who you are, unfortunately, you also do not know what you deserve. You also do not know what you can accept and what you cannot accept. One of the dangers is that people who have got sort of a low self-concept about themselves, they tend to look at others to complete them. They look at those who seem so confident, those who seem to be quite sure of themselves. And what happens there is dominance. What happens there is abuse, whether it's emotional or physical. Because when you tend to rely on another person, when you tend to see yourself as a shadow of another person in a relationship, then unfortunately you are sort of giving your life away. And that's a recipe of unhealthy relationship. And we know one element of unhealthy relationship is that they are very abusive, because when you don't have self-confidence, you cannot say no to denial, to say, no, denial, I do not appreciate it when you scream at me when you are talking to me. It makes it very difficult for me to even understand what you are saying. You always blame yourself to say, that is me who made denial upset. you know, if Dineo calls me, Chipiwa, you are just stupid. Look at what you have done. You broke a trust. You know, you just realize that. But it's me that who always makes Dineo to be upset, because you can't even descend. You can't see that there are things that you do right. You always take responsibility for everything. Mm. You then give away your freedom. You cannot say, no, I cannot be treated like this. You cannot really articulate your needs to say, if you want to be in a relationship with me, treat me like a human being. Treat me in a respectful way. You need to be sensitive that I'm a human being with emotion. Treat me the way you would want me to treat you.
And is self-confidence, Dr. Chifewa, relative? What it means to me, what self-confidence means to me, is it the same interpretation that the next individual will have, or is it just relative?
No, it's not relative, because irrespective of where you are, whether you are a professional, whether you are not a professional, whether you are a business person, you know, whether you are a man or a woman, whether, you know, you are educated or not educated, self-confidence is that belief. When you look at yourself, you say, here I am, I'm Gineo, and I'm not apologetic. Whether you are a person who is selling, you need to believe that what I'm selling is the way of people to eat it, and I have done it well. I can cook my pap and mukodu, and I can make money. So you have got a sense of believing in yourself, irrespective of who you are, what you do, and the level of education.
All right, Dr. Chifewa, I think we'll just leave it there for today. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I always appreciate engaging with her. That was Dr. Chifewa. If you're in need of her services, or you can find her at Building 15 from at the Directorate of Counseling and Career Development right here at the Sunnyside Campus. Time just went 1:44. What do you think of the conversation that we had with Dr. Chifewa about managing healthy relationships, how they impact on our lives as individuals, and also confidence, the link between the two? I really love to hear what you have to say on Twitter, Unisa Radio, on Facebook. We are Unisa Radio. Your comments and will be read out just after this.
Visit our Facebook page for updates, interviews, competitions, and much more. Unisa Radio.